Okay, now, talk over to you, Paul. But one thing we have to do before you do that is you need to take your shoes off. He's very used to doing that, isn't he? Like, and as we always say in Jam, this is to help your talk. Just have a bit of welly. Okay. All right?
What is in there?
Pigs.
Okay, we're all good. Right, I'll grab one of these. How do I look? Good? Yeah? Fancy? Yeah. So I've been thinking about languages, and I was just trying to think how many languages I can speak. I can speak English quite well, hopefully. I could say I can speak Northern Irish, but that's the same. I can speak French, German, Russian, and Estonian. And Estonian, I could say, "Muisandan nimi on vages kindus," which means the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Unfortunately, I've learnt those languages. There's only one I can still remember, which is English. The rest of them, I cannot really remember. And I was kind of thinking, when you learn a new language, one of the first words that you learn is to say thank you. So I thought, you're a clever congregation. I wanted to find out how many thank yous we can get in different languages. So if you can speak a different language, can you stick your hand up and tell me thank you and what language you're speaking? So, fantastic. Yes, and that is Spanish. Fantastic. Is that what you're going to say, Aline? Okay. Okay, fantastic. Well, that's two. Okay, how many? Yes, I'm guessing that's French. Well done. Yes. Fantastic. Danke. Yes, right at the back. Fantastic. Anyone up in balcony? Yes? And what language is that? Fantastic, in Greek. Wow, this is amazing. Yes? Oh, fantastic, in sign language. Thank you, brilliant, well done. Yes? And what language is that?
Irish.
Oh, of course, yay! Fantastic. So today we're thinking of harvest, and we're thinking of celebrating God's goodness to us for everything that he has given us. And so we are saying thank you to God. We're saying thank you for the things that he's done in the past, but also when we say thank you for things that he's doing in the present and things he will do in the future, that unlocks faith. And the story that Maya read for us is a really, really interesting story. You've got 10 men, and Jesus is walking through this area, a no man's land between where the Jews lived and where the Samaritans lived. And we all know that they didn't quite get on. And the title of my talk is The Thankful Samaritan rather than The Good Samaritan, because that's a different story. So he's walking through, and you've got these Samaritans and these Jews living in settlements, but then in the middle, you've got a no man's land. And he comes across 10 people. Some of them are Jews, some of them are Samaritans. They're in a group together, and they call out to Jesus, like, "Jesus, Jesus, over here." And I'm guessing that Jesus didn't kind of shout back and go, "Way, all right." He probably went up to them, because we know that he found out some things about them. He found out that they were Jews and Samaritans and things. So he goes up to them, and he finds out that they've got leprosy. And leprosy, in those days, they use one word for all sorts of skin trouble. So if, for example, you had a really bad kind of skin infection and it was all kind of sore, open sores, then what you would have to do, you would then have to go to the priest, and the priest would examine you. Nice job for the priest. He would look at it and go, "Oh, that's dodgy. You are now unclean." And so if you were then deemed unclean and had leprosy, you could not then go back to your family. You had to live in an area away from other people, because other people didn't want to become unclean. And it's not that you were contagious, but this was like a ritual thing that if people touched you, they became unclean and they had to stay separate for 7 days. But if you had this skin problem, you had to stay separate until you were then made clean again, until this thing had gone. And so here are these people, they've been away from their families for quite some time. They're desperate. They call out to Jesus, and Jesus says to them, comes up to them and says, okay, go show yourselves to the priest. And obviously they would go show themselves to the priest, and he would then say, you are now clean, if they were clean, if they were, you know, ritually clean. And so they go off. And one of them, as he's going off, he kind of feels something. It feels like his skin is starting to get fresh, and he's checking his body and going, oh my goodness, this is incredible. And he stops, and the others are walking on, and he's kind of like, I've got to do something about this. I can't just walk on. I've got to go back to Jesus. I've got to say thank you. And so Jesus is still where he was before. These men are walking off. And if you imagine each one of them, all 10 of them have got to be checked. It's a bit like being in Tesco's with like a trolley full of stuff and you're behind 10 people. Just think of that queue. Just think of that wait. You know, people are desperate to get back to their families. But he's like, no, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to go see Jesus. So he goes back to Jesus. And what he does, he's rejoicing. So he says, thank you for everything that you've done. You've healed me. And what he does by saying thank you is he's showing this appreciation that Jesus is the source of what has just happened. And you see, this part actually unlocks faith, because he's showing that Jesus is the source of the healing, and he's showing his appreciation for what he's done. And you know, when something happens to us, sometimes by doing, we then that faith kind of comes, and that faith unlocks in our hearts. And the rest of them have walked off. They have just not realized what has quite happened. They have not appreciated that it's God that has done something incredible. So why then does Thanksgiving unlock faith? Well, it's kind of like if you start to thank God for the things he's done in the past, you realize actually God can do that again for me today. If you thank God for who he is, that he is our peace, thank you, Lord, that you love me, that you constantly care for me, you protect me, that faith starts to rise in our hearts, and we start to go, oh yeah, he is like that. And that's how Thanksgiving can unlock faith, and it's just a really crucial thing. And so this man, he comes to Jesus, and there's three Greek words that we're going to learn. The first one, it says that they were all healed. So all of them were healed, which is e ahom ahi. They're all healed. But then it says they were all made clean, which is katharizo. And then only one of them was made whole, which is the word sozo, which means that you kind of emotional healing, spiritual healing. He then realized that Jesus was God. As he came with his thank you to God, he realized that Jesus was God. And this worship just unlocked faith in his heart. And he realized and he worshipped Jesus, and his life was turned around. So he was made spiritually whole as well. Now I need a volunteer here, because I've got two bags here, and I need someone to help me try out these two bags. We have here, we have a dodgy microphone. We have a bag of thanksgiving, and we have a bag of complaining. So could somebody come along and try these out for me? Yes, Maya, come on up. Yes, give Maya a little round of applause. Well done for being brave. Okay, so I'd quite like you to try on this one first. It's a complaining bag, okay? So just try it on and tell me how that feels. Would you like to carry that around all day, every day? Okay, think about that. Take that one off, and then we'll put this one on. Okay, this is a Thanksgiving bag. Oh, sorry, there you go. Okay. Which one would you prefer to carry around?
This one.
The Thanksgiving bag. Okay, so if you take that off, and we'll have a little look inside. So when we complain, it's a bit like an itch. Say somebody bugs you, say somebody bothers you, and, you know, at that moment you haven't complained, but then you kind of think, oh, I'm going to say something about that person, and I'm going to start to itch. And it's a bit like if you've got some dodgy skin, you know, itching is, you know, if you've got a scratch, it's fine, but if you've got dodgy skin and you start to scratch it, that's the worst thing you can do. And when we complain, it's a bit like scratching some dodgy skin, because that starts to open up this stuff and there's this heaviness. So Maya, would you like to open up the red bag of complaining? And just, there's quite a few things in there. Just take one of them out and show everybody. We've got some skin cream. It's absolutely full of skin cream. You can put that back in now. Okay, and so we need, it's kind of a heaviness that we're carrying around, and we need kind of that soothing, and it's not good for us to carry that round. And Maya, if you'd like to open the bag of Thanksgiving. It's a bit stuffed in there. And it might need slightly inflating. It's the other way around. We have a trophy of thanksgiving. So when we say thank you, we're awarding God our thanks. We're awarding God our praise. And we're showing an appreciation. And what that does is something different. It's a light thing to carry around. You can take that with you, actually. Go on. Thanks. You can go back down now. Thank you. So we have to then choose. Now you can just take that trophy with you. That's yours to keep. The trophy of Thanksgiving. Enjoy. We then have this choice. Do we carry around a trophy of Thanksgiving, awarding God for all the goodness that he does? Or do we take around this heavier bag of complaining? So as I close, I just want to give you a bit of a challenge. You know, we've got this week without, which is fantastic, where some of us are going to be kind of living on a pound and donating that to CAP. I was kind of thinking, what about, in addition to that, a week without complaining, instead replacing that with thanksgiving? And this is a difficult job. Sometimes it's difficult for us to get out of the church without complaining. So it's actually a challenge, because we will maybe catch ourselves complaining about something, and then at that moment we can actually turn it round and say, is that really what God wants me to say? Would he rather, as Jesus said, that man, he came back, he walked back to Jesus, and he kept coming back. Well, we need to keep coming back to Jesus with thanksgiving and keep saying it. We're going to keep having this itch ready to complain, but there's so much that God has given us, so many things, even just the little things, even like my contact lenses coming through the post like 2 days ago. They were due like a week later, and I wouldn't be able to see you otherwise. It's just God's timing and his provision. There's so many good things that he does for us. And when we start to thank him for those things, something rises in our heart, and we realize actually God's providing for all of our needs. And there's this faith that kind of rises. So keep coming back to Jesus with thanksgiving and give up that bag of complaining. So we're going to pray now. Father God, I thank you that you want us to walk with you in thanksgiving, and you want us to walk in praise, and you want us to actually give up the complaining. I thank you so much that your blessing rides upon thanksgiving when we say thanks. And I just pray that this week we would see the difference that thanking makes, that we would see that when we thank, that your blessing comes in, and we've got so much more to thank you for every day. In Jesus' name, amen.